Hi, this is Robin Daniels, CMO at Matterport. You're listening to Real Estate Podcast Show. Enjoy.
Good afternoon. Paul Andrigo here. Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered is the series. RealEstatePodcastShow.com is the media channel you're listening to and the only one you'll ever need in the Toronto and GTA area. And I want to say thank you, as I usually do, and as I always am thinking about every single one of you who's listening across the globe. Some of you have friends and relatives, and some of you have properties here. I've helped people all over the world over the last 20 years, and I'm more than excited to meet every single one of you who has a story to share. And I love being the one who is the author of your next sold story. Wherever in the world it is, make sure it starts here. Because if no one else is even using those words with you, then you should be very scared. And you want to make sure that you do this. You can only do this once. You don't get a second shot at selling your properties or buying smart or any of that stuff. So you can't just, there's no do-overs in real estate. That's a fact. Once you commit and your money's on the table, it's a lot more expensive to not complete it than it is to finish what you started. So that's where I come in. Today is the last few days of the last call of the summer 2020 selling season. And there's a reason why, usually, and this is called Q3, which we're in right now, which is the July to September months. I traditionally say that Q3 is the last time of year that you're going to be selling, because between now and the end of the year, this is when the closings are going to happen for those sales. So if you're selling in July, August, September, you're likely going to be closing it up this year. So for those of you who want to be able to get that money from your property, and some of you are sitting on gold bricks that you could not have imagined even a year ago, I did one report earlier this week for a community that went up $500,000 in average sold price in the East End of Toronto from 2019 to now. So as you can tell, there are some areas that are in huge demand. There's been a lot going on this year, stuff that you could never prepare for. And as you've seen from 2020 alone, and we're only like at month 7 of 2020, if you believe it, almost finished this month. But the point is, you know how much things can change overnight. So for those of you that are in a hot area that do want to just make the clean cut, leave the area, take the money out of your property, a lot of you, and again, not just it's very simple for me to show you how many others are thinking that way too, that were thinking about moving over the next few years but decided to do so now. And there's a lot of reasons you need to do the homework. And again, you need to make sure that you've got the right person representing you, which is, of course, why I want you to make sure we're connected, because it's even more important that you choose the right storyteller, the right sold storyteller, than it is that you just choose any realtor. Because you're going to probably look in your mailbox tomorrow and see 100 different flyers of people who are trying for your business. That's the spray and pray method, as it's called in marketing. So they're hoping, they're crossing their fingers, you're going to give them a call because they were in your mailbox. I suggest not checking your mailbox for things like that. Of course, you know, get your mail and read your postcards, but the personal ones. But everything else is really just it's just basic information. It's not anything you should be making decisions on. Here is where I think you should be started. RealEstatePodcastShow.com. Head right over there. It's a very, very simple setup. I'm trying to make my websites across the board simpler to access. So right now, as I said before, we are in Q3, July, August, September. And if you're hoping to complete your sale this year, this is the time. July's been incredible. August is going to be good. September, October, getting closer to the end of the year for Toronto is usually not as active as it is before. So for a lot of reasons, and again, because of the sort of the fact that a lot of people have been in quarantine and haven't been able to move, a lot of them have been moving in the last little while. Some more for more reasons than ever, because they just want to be able to make the move to the property that makes them happiest. And hopefully that's you too, who's listening, whoever's listening. So let's make sure and connect. I'd say, again, today I'm connecting with a bunch of people who are finalizing their paperwork, getting my the marketing plan underway. And of course, remember that telling the right sold story takes time. It's not something that, you know, you didn't get to the point, you know, you didn't buy your property overnight. You shouldn't sell it overnight in that sense. You want to make sure that I'm there to be able to do the right build up to make sure that it's being done correctly for your property, your home, your condo, your loft, wherever, in Toronto, Oakville, Oshawa, Richmond Hill, Newmarket. I've handled properties in all these areas, and I'm more than happy to make sure that you get it done right, and make sure that when you see my sign in the lawn, or again, me representing you, you are in the best possible hands, and I'm acting as your most trusted real estate advisor, making sure that you get all the right information without having to go through the mistakes that you might go through when you're dealing with someone who doesn't have the experience and the actual ability to prove what they've done. And of course, as you have probably been told, and you've been listening to my podcast long enough, you know that I've got the sold stories. You can look through my book of solds at realestatepodcastshow.com if you need further proof. But you'll know that I know what I'm doing. So have a great day. Enjoy the, it's a really hot one today in Toronto. So try to stay cool and enjoy your day. But make sure that you have signed up and that you're getting your, you know, your stuff in order. If you're planning a move at all in the next, again, 2020 to 2023, I strongly suggest that you pull the trigger and make the move now. Get the property sold now, get the maximum value out of the property, and then buy whenever you're ready. I don't care if you don't buy for another 2 years. That's your choice. But get the money out of your property, have the options to do what you'd like, and make sure that you ask me about the sell and stay program that I have, which is one of my exclusive offerings, something that I've done for many exclusive listings of mine over the years. Some of the very high net worth clients that I have really enjoyed this option, where you get to stay in your property even after you've sold it. So it's not something you'll hear a lot, and it's not something many people can or know how to do. I do, and I can make sure that you're in a really good position. So if you wanted to stick around, sell now, stick around for the rest of the year, I've got the ability to make that happen so that you actually get your money and you're living in your property, in some cases rent-free, some cases not. Depends on the situation, but I can definitely make sure you know what your options are versus not having any at all. And that's the worst thing you want to be. It's the worst position you can possibly be in when someone doesn't give you the options that that you deserve just because they don't know how to do it. And it's something that I believe I've got the advantage of. So make sure you connect with me today, realestatepodcastshow.com. Go right to the top link. You'll see how to register your property. And again, whether you're buying, selling, renting, whatever you're doing, I've got a lot of solutions for you, including those of you who are renting and you're just sick of the ups and downs of that process. And if you want to be in a completely protected situation for the future over the next decade where no one can kick you out of where you live, then there's a system that I've created that will help you be in that position where you're going to be always in the option of having income coming into your property, even if you're not making any money yourself. And I know that's a very difficult topic for a lot of people, but there's a solution for it, and something that I've created for people and that many of them are taking advantage of is the the $1.2 billion in government money that you can actually use to help you purchase a property with two, three, four units, up to four. And I usually only deal with people that buy up to four, because much more than that, you don't need it. And I mean four, you know, rentable units, so that you can always have one to live in, one to rent out, one for an elderly family member, and maybe one for one of the kids that gets older. To have that choice, to me, is the ultimate freedom. And then if you just want to live in one and rent out the other three, then of course you're going to be living in a positive income situation, where even if you're not making money at a job or you're in between jobs, it's not going to be a problem to, you know, take care of the bills. And if you're living in certain areas, it's almost guaranteed that you'll always have somebody in those units, especially now, and especially because of the systems that I have in place for you, that you don't have to reinvent the wheel about. You literally just have to connect with me, get the process started, and we can work on, again, creating your security. And the last thing I wanted to add to this very special report is some recent information that's been added to the system, just to let you guys know. It's not just me that's talking about what the the importance of timing your opportunities and figuring out when it's going to be the best time for you to make your moves. In a recent article, one of the top heads of RE/MAX has mentioned that while the strength of the market is underscored by rebounding economic fundamentals, it's clear that we're not out of the woods yet. In addition to that, the CMHC predicts a sharp downturn beginning in the fall as COVID-19 relief programs are expected to dry up. The lack of immigration, low employment, and subsequent increase in supply and other economic impacts from COVID-19 that could potentially affect your plans for possibly selling your house and making the move. So once again, I strongly recommend that you follow my protocol right now of getting yourself on the market, getting sold, and then as part of the closing process, and I'm strongly recommending that you follow my lead on that as well, we can discuss the stay and sell option that I've mentioned before, that allows you the potential to possibly stay at your property while you're looking for your next one. So you don't have to overthink it that much. You can simply follow the instructions that I'll provide for you, and we can sort of take it from there a day at a time. And again, you'll have your money regardless of the property that you've sold. It does help to have the money in hand, especially when you're negotiating for your next property. There's a whole list of bonuses that come along with showing up to the table that you're negotiating with, at the table you're negotiating with, a suitcase full of cash versus just a promise from the bank. It's a very different conversation, and my clients understand it, and hopefully you that are listening will understand it's a very wise move as well. Thanks again for tuning in. Enjoy your day.